Jack McLamb program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLamb, here with you on this pagan holiday, Easter. We're going to get into that in a few minutes here, folks. Hope you're having a good weekend, okay? And I hope some of you know that Easter is a pagan holiday, and we're going to get into that in just a few minutes here. But we Christians have been duped seriously with Christmas being a pagan holiday and Easter being a pagan holiday. And let's get into that right now, okay? Easter is a day that is honored by nearly all of contemporary Christianity, and it's used to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, folks, let me just say this, that we're supposed to thank God every day for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, okay? Not on this pagan day, Easter day. The holiday often involves a church service at sunrise, sun worship day, a feast which includes an Easter ham, decorated eggs, and stories about rabbits. Those who love truth learn to ask questions, and many questions must be asked regarding the holiday of Easter. Is it truly the day when Jesus rose from the dead? No. Where did all the strange customs come from, which have nothing to do with the resurrection of our Savior? The purpose of this tract is to help answer those questions and to help those who seek truth to draw their own conclusions. The first things we must understand is that professing Christians were not the only ones who celebrated a festival called Easter. Ishtar, I-S-H-T-A-R, which is pronounced Easter, was a day that commemorated the resurrection of one of their gods that they called Tammuz, who was believed to be the only begotten son of the moon goddess and the sun god, Tammuz. In those ancient times, there was a man named Nimrod, who was the grandson of one of Noah's sons named Ham. Ham had a son named Cush, who married a woman from Samaritus. Cush and Samaritus then had a son, and they named him Nimrod. After the death of his father, Nimrod married his own mother and became a powerful king. The Bible tells of this man, Nimrod, in Genesis 10, 8 through 10, as follows. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calna, in the land of Shinar. We'll be right back after these important messages, folks.
Extend your life with Extend Over. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm sorry if this is upsetting to some folks out there that have been celebrating Easter like me for all their lives, but we need to research, folks, and do what God tells us to do, okay? And Jesus Christ will be back soon, okay? And we're going to stand before God and answer why we celebrated these pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter, you know. And so that's why I'm telling you this, folks, because we need to know the truth, and the truth will set you free, okay? Nimrod became a man, a God-man to the people of Shinar, and his mother and wife, Semiramis, became the powerful queen of the ancient Babylon. Nimrod was eventually killed by an enemy, and his body was cut into pieces and sent to various parts of his kingdom. Semiramis, his mother and wife, had all the parts gathered except for one part that could not be found. The missing part was his reproductive organ. Semiramis claimed that Nimrod could not come back to life without it and told the people of Babylon that Nimrod had ascended to the sun and was now to be called Baal, the sun god. Queen Semiramis also proclaimed that Baal would be present on earth in the form of a flame. Think about this in the Catholic Church, folks. Whether candle or lamp, when used in worship, Semiramis was creating a mysterious religion. With the help of Satan, she set herself up as a goddess. Semiramis claimed that she was immaculately conceived. She taught that the moon was a goddess that went through the 28-day cycle and ovulated when full moon. She further claimed that she came down from the moon in a giant moon egg that fell into the Euphrates River. This was to have happened at the time of the first full moon after the spring equinox. Semiramis became known as Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter, and her moon egg became known as Ishtar's egg. Ishtar soon became pregnant and claimed that it was the rays of the sun god Baal that caused her to conceive. The son that she brought forth was named Tammuz. Tammuz was noted to be especially fond of rabbits, and they became sacred in an ancient religion. Notice how we celebrate rabbits on Easter, folks, Ishtar Day. Tammuz was believed to be the son of the sun god Baal. Tammuz, like his supposed father, became a hunter. The day came when Tammuz was killed by a wild pig. Queen Ishtar told the people that Tammuz was now ascended to his father, Baal, the sun god, and that the two of them would be the worshippers of the sacred candle and flame as father and son and spirit. Ishtar, who is now worshipped as the mother of God and the queen of heaven, think about this, folks, in the Catholic Church. Mary is not a god, and yet the Catholic Church makes her into a god, but it's actually the mother of God and the queen of heaven. Ishtar continued to build her mystery religion. Ishtar did. The queen told the worshippers that when Tammuz was killed by a wild pig, some of his blood fell on a stump of an evergreen tree. Think about this in Christmas, folks. And the stump grew into a full new tree overnight. This made the evergreen tree sacred to the blood of Tammuz. She also proclaimed a 40-day period of time of sorrow each year prior to the anniversary of the death of Tammuz. During this time, no meat was to be eaten. Think about this in the Catholic Church, folks. Worshippers were to meditate upon the sacred mysteries of Baal and Tammuz and to make the sign of the cross in front of their hearts as they worshiped. They also ate sacred cakes with the marking of the T and the cross, or cross, on the top. Every year, on the first Sunday after the full moon, after the spring equinox, a celebration was made. It was Ishtar's Sunday and was celebrated with rabbits and eggs, called Easter. Ishtar also proclaimed that because Tammuz was killed by a pig, that a pig must be eaten on that Sunday, Easter Day. By now, the readers of this tract should have made the connection that paganism has infiltrated the contemporary Christian churches, and further study indicates that this paganism came in by way of the Roman Catholic system. Remember, folks, 300 years after the Bible was finished, the Old and New Testament, the Roman Catholic system was created by the emperor of Egypt, okay? And he wanted to be a powerful person. So he merged the pagan religion with the Christian religion and started the Catholic, Roman Catholic system. The truth is that Easter has nothing whatsoever to do with the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also know that Easter can be as much as 3 weeks away from the Passover, because the pagan holiday is always set as the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Some have wondered why the word Easter is in the King James Bible. It is because Acts chapter 12 tells us that it was the evil King Herod who was planning to celebrate Easter and not the Christians. Evil King Herod. The true Passover and pagan Easter sometimes coincide, but in some years they are a great distance apart. So much more could be said, and we have much more information for you if you are a seeker of the truth. We know that the Bible tells us in John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's what we're telling you here, folks, the truth about Ishtar Day. The truth is that the 40 days of Lent, eggs, rabbits, hot cross buns, and Easter ham have everything to do with the ancient pagan religion of Mystery Babylon. These are all Antichrist activities, folks. Satan is a master deceiver and has filled the lives of well-meaning professing Christians with idolatry. These things bring the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience who try to make pagan customs of Baal worship Christian. You must answer for your activities, folks, and for what you teach your children. These customs of Easter honor Baal, who is also Satan, and is still worshipped as the rising sun, and in his house is the house of the rising sun. That's why sunrise service on Easter is satanic, folks. How many churches have sunrise services on Ishtar Day and face the rising sun in the east? How many will use colored eggs and rabbit stories as they did in ancient Babylon? These things are no joke, any more than Judgment Day is a joke. I pray to God that this track will cause you to search for more truth. We will be glad to help you by providing more information and by praying for you. These are the last days, and it is time to repent. Come out and be separate from Satan. Pastor David J. Meyer. Pastor David J. Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, at Last Trump Ministries International in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Okay, folks, that is the report by Pastor David Myers, okay, and he wrote this himself after doing much studying, and you can go to this Last Trumpet Ministry International and look for more information on Ishtar Day and Christmas Day, and they'll have it for you. Pastor Dave Myers will have that information for you, folks. God bless you. We'll be right back right after these important messages on Ishtar Day.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Jack McLam program. Remember, next hour is open phones, folks. Next hour, 11 o'clock Pacific time here on the Officer Jack McLam program. Wherever you're listening from, the hours will be different, of course. Short life expectancy of BP whistleblowers, British Petroleum whistleblowers. Wheeler was beaten and thrown into a dumpster. His body was found in a Delaware landfill last year. This case is still unsolved. Wheeler was a BP whistleblower. The investigation, if it can probably be called so, of the unsolved murder of a former high-ranking Pentagon official and presidential advisor, John P. Wheeler III, who is also an expert in chemical and biological weapons, may be taking a turn in the direction of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Wheeler, 67, a West Point grad, was beaten and thrown into a garbage dumpster. His body was discovered in a Wilmington, Delaware landfill last New Year's weekend. Both police detectives and news commentators describe it as an apparent hit murder, but little else was ever learned. No suspects have surfaced. speculation by many at the time that Wheeler had began to blow the whistle on the mysterious bird and fish deaths in Arkansas and Texas, and was about to expose the facts during this, that chemtrails seen in our skies over the past decade. Now the speculation may be reverting to British Petroleum and the Gulf spill because of the number of other BP whistleblowing scientists before and since the Wheeler murder have also died mysteriously, been jailed on unquestionable charges, or disappeared without a trace. Matthew Simmons, 67, a former energy advisor to President George W. Bush, and admired among survivalist groups for his dire warnings on the upcoming commodity and fuel shortages about to hit this nation, died in a hot tub in his hot tub in Maine last August. Simpson had been gaining popularity as a whistleblower for blaming BP for the covered-up responsibility of defacing and vandalizing the Gulf of Mexico while hiding the truth from the general public. Sorry, folks. Only 4 days later, Ted Stevens, an 87-year-old defrocked senator from Alaska, said to have received communication regarding BP's faulty blowout preventer published in a perished in a plane crash. The 84-year-old Alaskan senator Ted Stevens perished in a plane crash. British Petroleum had donated $1 million to the University of Alaska to catalog the papers from Stevens' long political career. Roger Grotner began a cross-country bike ride in Oceanside, California on September 10th to draw attention to the Gulf Coast oil disaster on October 6th in front of the horrified eyes of his wife. He was trailing in a support vehicle. Grotner was struck by a truck and killed instantly in Panama City, Florida. Only a month later, Dr. Jeffrey Gardner of Lakeville, Florida, disappeared. He was investigating the unexplained bird deaths near Sarasota that are suspected to have been caused by the BP oil disaster. No one has heard from or spoken to him since. Dr. Jeffrey Gardner disappeared from Lakeland, Florida. On November 15, Chitra Chanham was found dead of cyanide poisoning in a Temple Trace, Florida hotel. It was officially ruled a suicide. She worked for the Center of Biological Defense and Global Health Infectious Disease Research and left behind her husband and five-year-old child. The following week, James Patrick Black, Director of Operations for BP's Restoration Organization for the oil spill, died in Destin, Florida, in a small plane crash. Dr. Thomas Manton was one of the first to warn the public that far more oil than what BP had reported was gushing into the Gulf every day, and that the massive toxic oil and chemical plumes would travel up the eastern seaboard, contaminating beaches and wildlife all the way. We'll be right back, folks, and tell you about what happened to James Patrick Black, Director of Operations for BP.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, here at our two military and police associations. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. Let's go back to this report, Short Life Expectancy for BP Whistleblowers. Dr. James Patrick Black, Director of Operations for BP's Restoration Organization for the oil spill, died near Destin, Florida in a small plane crash. But Dr. Thomas Manton was one of the first to warn the public that far more oil than BP had reported was gushing into the Gulf every day, and that the massive toxic oil and chemical plumes would travel up the eastern seaboard, contaminating beaches and wildlife all the way. Once the winds change, he said, it will come full eastward and pollute the beaches on the west coast of Florida, and the loop current could carry this oil spill around Florida through the Florida Keys and pollute the east coast of Florida as well, Manton wrote on May 28, 2010. Dr. Tom Termato, National Coordinator of the Gulf Oil Spill remediation conference says Manton was murdered in prison. Manton had been sentenced to 15 years after August on a phony child pornography charge. Termato and others say evidence was planted on his computer. It is not known whether or not Anthony Nicholas Termont, 31, posed any threat to BP, but he too was arrested in January and charged with one count of possession of child pornography. Was this charge also faked? As the officer of the Mississippi Department of Marine Resources on the Gulf Coast, he may have known enough to qualify him for membership in the exclusive series of coincidences. He faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted. He was probably set up too. Anthony Nicholas Tremonte, okay? It's easy for the government to come into your place of business or your home when you're not there and put child pornography on your computer, folks. Very easy for them to do. And they do it all the time and arrest these people for child pornography. Okay, folks, that's all of that report. Okay. Shadowy group employed to predict future by Keith Johnson. Shadowy group with ties to the U.S. Defense and intelligence agencies is seeking thousands of Americans to participate in a multi-year study at taxpayers' expense that will be tasked with trying to predict the future. Sponsored by the Intelligence Advanced Research Project, a division of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Forecasting World Events Project plans to assemble five competing panels whose members will make predictions about future events and global trends. According to the project's website, their objective is to investigate the accuracy of individual and group predictions that could lead to fundamental advances in the science of forecasting. This is the latest in a series of off-the-wall experiments IARPA has launched since its creation in 2007. The cost to taxpayers remains unknown at this time, as the program is classified. But it is not hard to speculate that it will cost the United States tens of millions of dollars at least before it is shut down. IARPA, which is Advanced Research Project Activity, is the intelligence community's version of Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, a Pentagon undertaking responsibility for introducing an Orwellian domestic spying program known as Total Information Awareness. This program was a massive data mining operation that utilizes ultra-large-scale computers to track the movements of millions of American citizens in an attempt to identify patterns consistent with alleged terrorist activity. In 2003, DARPA proposed its own forecasting project called the Policy Analyst Market for Terrorism. The plan was to establish an online trading venue whereby investors could speculate on future political and economic turmoil in the Middle East, such as coups, assassinations, and terrorist attacks in the Middle East. The organization that has been awarded taxpayer dollars to conduct IARPA's That's Advanced Research Project Activities. Forecasting project is MITRA, M-I-T-R-A, a Maryland-based not-for-profit mercenary firm whose board chairman is former Defense Secretary James Schlesinger. Schlesinger is a notorious fearmonger and advocate for the war on terror, whose hawkish ideologies can be summed up in his 1997 address to the Council on Foreign Relations regarding the CIA's future. Today, he said, the intelligence community is under assault partly because of the natural complacency after the end of the Cold War, in which the American people believe that we in this country are unthreatened, opined Schlesinger. During his tenure as Defense Secretary under Gerald Ford, Schlesinger insisted on higher war budgets and no compromise negotiating with the Soviets. His harsh criticism of certain dovish congressional members ultimately led to his dismissal by Gerald Ford. Schlesinger, not-for-profit outfit, came under public scrutiny in September 2004 when former DARPA employee Ira Schling testified before the 9/11 Commission and identified MITRA as one of the two technology contractors that had unique access to systems capable of disabling NORAD and disrupting American air defense during September 11, 2001. Peck was with MITRA Corporation in the basement of the FAA for 2 years prior to 9/11. Singh said their specific job is to look at intro operational issues of FAA had with NORAD and the Air Force in the case of an emergency. If anyone was in a position to know the FAA, that there was a window of opportunity to insert software or to change anything, it would have been Plague, along with MITRA, M-I-T-R-E. MITRA was also the last place of employment with John P. Wheeler III, a former CFR member and aide to Ronald Reagan. Wheeler's body, dead body, was found in the Delaware landfill earlier this year. Less than a week before his death, Wheeler emailed a close friend expressing concern that the United States wasn't sufficiently prepared for cyber warfare, suggesting he was involved in one of the MITRA's many cyber intelligence projects. To gain insight into what MITRA may be trying to accomplish with its forecasting project, we consulted Philip Giraldi, a former CIA station chief who now serves as executive director of the Council for the National Interest. He is also a respected columnist and television commentator whose work regularly appears on news networks, websites, along with other places. The U.S. government was fixated with matrixing and mathematical analysis, said Giraldi. What they're trying to do is get a broad database with as many inputs as they can. The theory here is that the unlettered and unschooled and unsophisticated, if you take a great mass of them and pool their perceptions, you will find that their perceptions can be of value. But overall, Giraldi didn't see much promise in the project. Giraldi said that most of the intelligence community rolled their eyes in regard to such programs. When I served in the agency, we referred to it as the favorite flavor of the week. He said, every so often someone would come up with an idea, and if they were high enough in the food chain, the idea would become manifest. Whenever that happened, you just deal with it until someone realizes the idea is absolutely stupid. Okay, that's all of that, folks. All right. Michael Collins Piper here has an article about Michelle Bachmann, folks. Americans who are fed up with what many perceive as President or phony President Barack Obama's transigence toward Israel will find a refreshing alternative in 2012 if Republican Representative Michelle Bachmann manages to capture the Republican Party's presidential nomination. The attractive, outspoken congresswoman, founder of the Tea Party caucus in the House of Representatives, is an aggressive, no-holds-barred supporter of the Zionist nation, the communist nation of Israel. She has taken Obama to task, asserting that Obamanation administration has decided to leave communist Israel to face the world alone, effectively abandoning our longtime communist friend and ally when they need us the most. Ms. Bachmann told one interviewer of her special passion for communist Israel. I have been a longtime supporter of Israel. The first time I went to Israel was the day I graduated from high school. I spent a summer working on Kibbutz Biri near Beersheba, in 1974. I've been four times in Israel, three times as a member of Congress. I loved Israel from the moment I first landed. I'm honored to be in a position where I can help communist Israel. I have a tremendous love for Israel and great admiration for the Israeli people. I added the communist in her article there, folks. She didn't say communist Israel. Now serving in only her third term in the House of Representatives, first elected in 2006 following three terms in the Minnesota State Senate, the 55-year-old congressman has skyrocketed quickly to national fame and is much talked about in the mainstream media because she loves communist Israel. Even the liberal New York New Republic magazine has acknowledged that Ms. Bachmann is a serious contender for the GOP presidential nod. Already in an early straw poll in New Hampshire, Ms. Bachmann ran fifth in a field of 20 names, outpolling former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. In private life, Ms. Bachmann and her husband, Marcus, have five children, have been foster parents to 23 others, and are the owners of a Christian counseling clinic. Ms. Bachmann is generationally identified as a Christian conservative and associated in particular with hardline dispensationalists Tim and Beverly LaHaye, who look forward to Armageddon and who said to have inspired Ms. Bachmann's political activism. Having studied advanced tax law, Ms. Bachmann served from 1988 to 1993 as a U.S. Treasury Department attorney in the U.S. Federal Tax Court in St. Paul, where, by her own admission, she prosecuted and sought to send to jail hundreds of people charged with underpaying or failing to pay their taxes. now ensconced in Capitol Hill, where she founded the Tea Party Caucus in the House of Representatives. Ms. Bachman has become a major media figure and political power player. Unlike a lot of politicians who proclaim to support their support for communist Israel as a way to pander to the owners of the big media and the wealthy pro-Israeli campaign contributors who bankroll an estimate 70% to 80% of the national finances of both major parties, Ms. Bachman has a real and passionate devotion to communist Israel. We'll be right back, folks, with more about Michelle Bachman right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, we're coming close to the top of the hour, which next hour is open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. So let me give out that call-in number for those that would like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in next hour on the Officer Jack McLam program, open phones hour, okay? 800-313-9443. All right, let's go back to Michelle Bachman here. Isn't it funny? Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska, is also very, very pro-Israel. Matter of fact, I have a picture of her office in Alaska, and there was nothing, no American flag in there, just an Israeli flag, okay, in her office up there in Alaska. Okay, let's go back to Miss Michelle Bachmann, which, remember, folks, the communist Zionists control our nation today, so it is likely that Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin could become our next president, okay, because they're absolutely pro-Israel, more so than pro-American, all right? Okay, for example, Ms. Bachmann referred to the Smoot-Hawley Act, which instituted much-needed protective tariffs supported by American nationalists at Hoot Smelly, generating much laughter. Ms. Bachmann also claimed the law was brought in being by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a Jew himself, when in fact it was the work of two Republicans, Senator Reed Smoot of Utah and Representative William Hawley of Oregon, and signed into law in 1930 under the GOP President Herbert Hoover. Okay. What concerns purists who expect public office officials to know the issues is that Ms. Bachmann's falsely claims tariffs made the nation's already precarious economy worse. A variety of historians have exploded the myth that put forth by internationalist free traders. Ms. Bachmann also puzzled serious readers when she made a strange claim. She stopped being a Democrat and turned Republican where she read the book by novelist Gore Vidal that she felt made light of America's founding fathers. Anyone who knows anything about Vidal's novels about American history knows Vidal celebrates rather than demeans America's founding fathers. Ms. Bachmann's bias against Vidal may also arise from the fact that Vidal has been a vocal critic of communist Israel and its lobbying in America, and has also questioned the U.S. government's official version of the Oklahoma City bombing, which was done by the government. In addition, Vidal's novels paint the first American first non-interventionist movement in a positive light, in contrast to Ms. Bachmann's internationalist views. Ms. Bachmann, folks, is a globalist and an internationalist. We'll be right back after these important messages for hour number two of the Officer Jack McLean program.